Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers, listening right now, juggling around the region. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaking off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaking off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see these girls, I'm throwing pisses. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. To more, and it's fine, it's warm, it's off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing up and dropping long term. I promise we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked wishes. No predictions, how the fuck we be living here at top of the can with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit for my juggalos. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Ooh, ooh. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Static. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us whatever the fuck he calls in. Let's see what the play for y'all, motherfuckers.
What the play? What the play? I don't fucking know.
Let's see.
So for the past 9
Thanksgivings,
I've called.
Let's see. Sometimes
I even try and buy. Love me tender, love me true. Guess what she gonna do? She'll take your life. All because the love of my life is a knife. Love me tender, love me sweet. Cuts right down to the white meat. Flesh me still, she'll take your life. All because the love of my life is a knife. I'm hard pressed not to show my stress. The only thing up on my mind is how to get this bitch undressed. She's like a new toy, straight up out the rabbit. Thinking about the situation, got the butterflies. I'm laughing like a hyena, and no, she ain't shy neither. Everybody that she see will be dying when they meet her. With a long, lean body, baby, built to perfection. Love looking at her, cause I'm seeing my reflection. Bringing out the best of me, always sitting next to me. Just thinking about her in my head, it's almost close to sex to me. She keeps my heart beating like a high school drum. I can't wait till I get home from work so we can spend some time. She's lying there when I'm pulling back the cover, and it's just only me and her. But this can't work without another, so it's gonna be a late night. My bitch is on a mission, looking for the next victim. About to make this proposition. Love me tender, love me true. Guess what she gonna do to you? Flesh me still, she'll take your life. All because
up at the tops and sales. Bitch be sitting off the deck, so we hopping rails. Because my baby girl hot, we gotta keep that low profile. And what we're about to do could be considered sick and so vile. Make a straight sign up to the VIP. A stripper lady named Mercedes and my girl and me. She started dancing for the money, looking so divine. And when my honey touched her skin, it sent a shiver up her spine. Looking at me kinda crazy, sounding slightly bold. Ask me why the fuck my touch was so hard and cold. So I'm looking at a fat but didn't open my mouth. Because I knew that it was time to turn this fucking whore out. Now I'm staring at her titties, feeling something like a sinner. Almost didn't even notice when my bitches slid up in her. Now it's something like a threesome, man, I'm sucking on her breath. While my baby got her coming cause she's fucking hurt. And that's my girl to
love me tender, love me true. Guess what she gonna do to you? She'll take your life.
All because the love of my life is a knife.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Cuts right down to the white meat. Flesh me steal, she'll take your life.
All because the love of my life is a knife.
So, are you into other girls?
Yeah, I like girls.
What about threesomes? You know, menage a trois.
I've never done it before, but it sounds like fun.
Well, come into my room, and I'll let you meet my girl.
Okay. Is she hot?
Oh, yeah. Lay on the bed.
Oh.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it feels good. So, where is she? What the fuck is going on?
Y'all, up next, that's Living Status, Messiah.
Celebrity, I'm anti-war like John Lennon in the 70s. Dead celebs a movement, you're the student.
It's time to change the world, kid.
Here's the blueprint. Something smells like teen spirit. Like the ghost of Kurt Cobain wrote these lyrics and forced America to listen. With a million angry misfits screaming, fuck the system. I'm the pain in Axl Rose's diary. That's why an appetite for destruction lives inside of me. I'm not your typical lyricist. Acting gangster and selling on appearances. They need to take a musicology class. So thank God that Prince has finally come back to save us from the whack water down free sideshow. I'm the anti-American teen idol.
Surgeon, changing music into a different person. I took his face and changed it, replaced it surgically, verbally gave it a facelift. Now it's some new shit, we call it blood music, but there's celeb fans who can relate to it. So let the games begin. You either turn with the world or you watch it spin. If your dreams were stolen by a liar, then steal it back like your name was Winona Ryder. Don't be afraid, be stronger, divide and conquer. Come out swinging like Ozfest concerts. Time's up, I'm calling you to rise up.
Moonwalk, I'm blind with eyes shut. Find a message hidden in these chapters, like Black Sabbath records playing backwards.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
I got
heads to the front and the back to you.
I got
the world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointing at you.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
I got
heads to the front and the back to you.
I got
the world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointing at you.
I get the violent game. I'm in between Grand Theft Auto and Max Payne. I'm the magic in the hands of David Blaine. Spit so much blood, I leave this microphone stained.
I'm on camera spiders, spinning webs of hatred. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment, where stars are born and celebrities tell lies. The revolution will now be televised.
Up next, Head Sick, Ritual Murder.
It's a ritual, and my victim's gonna die. She's tied to the altar's my unholy sacrifice. Her screams are unheard because it's part of my plan. I pour the ghost blood all around the pentagram. Lord's prayer backwards and I make my first incision. Cut the crucifix into her back with precision. Set fire to the holy book and blaspheme God's name. The sky goes black as the blood starts to rain. Crucify the sun and it is now time. Time for my sacrifice to say her goodbye. Tie down her wrists and I make the cut. Drain out my veins and collect all the blood. Lather on my body and proclaim my fate to hell. Feel a sensation and my victim starts to yell. The demon is within me and the girl is out of luck. Grip on her neck and make a final cut. It's a ritual and you finna get killed. Declare for the demons all the blood that I spilled. In the midnight hour, it's time to take your life. So beware when I'm coming with my ritual knife.
I will slay you, I will train you. Not a drop left, not a cause of cross. Ritual murder, sacrificial lamb and grey rod.
The room is coming, ear blood, painted pinnacles. The chemicals of LSD course through my ventricles. My genitals turned red from the hymen of a virgin. The insertion was violent and she is dead. And I am certain because I opened up her abdomen. Then stretched a pin to a table like a specimen. Fuck rabbits and frogs and hogs in the slaughtering. Martyring, falling angels for my bartering. It's startling, but looked upon by the eyes of sheep. Your mind is weak, the impact of your death will be me. Got your body laid out, then I pull my blade out. This wasn't your business, so your rest should have stayed out. Then you start to freak out, when you start to leak out. Knives to the vocal cord, so you cannot speak out. No more crying for you, it's time for you to pass on. I let the demons take you wise, glaze over
it
your
car. It's a ritual, and you finna get killed. Declare for the demons all the blood that I've spilled. In the midnight hour, it's time to take your life. So beware when I'm coming with my ritual knife.
I will slay you, I will train you. Not a drop left, not a cause of cross. Ritual murder, sacrificial lamb and grey rod.
The clock strikes 11 and I'm sharpening my knife. The clock strikes 12 and it's time to take a life. Lucifer is with me as I'm stalking for my kill. Collect the sacrifice for my unholy ritual. A pretty piece of flesh to rot inside my hall. My ritual chamber to answer Satan's call. Come up from behind with a chloroform rag. Grab the stiff body and chuck it in the bag. Life ends so quick if you end up in my path. I kill 6 a week so you can do the math. I'm gripping on my blade, about to kill again.
severed ties of life that your God can't amend. Passing through the arteries and left a crimson spray. Eyes roll in your head as you start to slip away. Carving to your skin a 666. Let the dark take him with death's very kiss. It's a ritual, and you better get killed. To collect for the demons all the blood that I've spilled in the midnight hour. It's time to take your life, so beware when I'm coming with my ritual now.
I will slay you. I will drain you. Not a drop left in your blood is rot. Ritual murders and a ritual left in gray rot.
Alright, y'all, up next. Hellbound, Blood Preacher. Johnny Poole. one finger and a fist.
One finger and a fist! I'll claw my way out of any situation. I got a 1-2 punch. I'll fight my way out of any confrontation.
Yeah.
ever feel alone? Ever feel like crying? Lost child in a store? Ever feel like pushing, shoving you away? Ever feel like breaking down? Funeral in the rain? Feel like slipping away?
Yeah.
Yeah. like 300 and something, but I'm still alive. I used to hang with the original Billy the Kid. You probably think I'm only playing, but I did. My daddies were a two-headed freak show. Mama, a fortune teller, Esmerella Zeller. Anyway, they had sex on a Ouija board, and I was born the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Violent J. When I was 14, I tripped on the train track, and I was crushed right there on the steel rack. I'm all cold. They thought it had fucked me up. I got up and itched my butt, and I'm like, what? Everybody tripped and called me the clown devil boy, child of the witch apple. Whatever. Tied me up, burned me, and threw stones. Had a few scrapes and cuts, smoky nuts. After that, they started bowing and shit, praying to me. You know how to grim it and skin. I said, get off my dick, I ain't a savior. I'm what you call a juggalo, and all I want is my flavor. Four simple things in this bitch before I die. I wanna wash the axe. I wanna know voodoo. A fat bitch named Bridget.
And a little sip of Faygo too.
Till I get my shit in this motherfucker, I won't ever die. I ain't even got hair on my nuts. I left the village in search of my ends. I wrestled alligators, battled terminators. Nothing ever killed me, nothing could harm me. I fought in the Civil War, Yankees Army. I walked across enemy lines with the Mac-10.
Man, they didn't even have that shit back then.
How you just gonna come in my shit and fuck it up?
Well, at least make this shit sound real, man.
Damn. Walked across enemy lines with a lantern. Steady taking cannonballs to the bone. The war ended, I traveled the country horseback until the school tried to horsejack. He put his gas to my head and blew my face up. It didn't even smear the makeup. I took his gun and put a divot in his neck. Sheriff didn't like it, I got indicted. 87 long years in the state pen until they finally forgot why they put me in. They had to let me go, can't hold me on nothing. On the way out, they're like, yo, ain't you like 100 and something? I said, that's right, and I ain't gonna die till I get my shit, motherfucker! I wanna wash the axe! I wanna know voodoo! A fat bitch named Bridget!
Just a little sip or two.
Till I get my shit in this motherfucker!
Yeah, yeah.
I slept under bridges, lived in the valleys. I climbed up mountains, searched the alleys. More years passed and I still ain't died. Now I'm in Detroit on the southwest side. My homie has an Impala, blue 67. Last night we hit the road pushing 111. I stuck my head out the window, told him floor it the most, and let my nugget ping off a light post.
Hell yeah, cuz.
Hurts a little bit, but then you get a straight buzz. The world hates me cause of shit like this. They always try to kill me, but meh. I know it's odd that my face is forever painted. When I was born, the bitch-ass doctor fainted. My tongue's a little long, I choke people with it. Looks kinda nasty, but chick dig it. And I told you my neck can stretch for miles. I sorta look like something from the X-Files. People wanna see me die more than a little bit, but I'm a juggalo. And as a juggalo, I want my shit! And I ain't gonna die till I get it! I wanna wash the axe! I wanna know voodoo! A fat bitch named Bridget!
I said Faygo, fuck Mountain Dew!
Till I get my shit in this motherfucker, I won't ever die! We'll be right back.
This is an all-out attack on your system. In the spirit and memory of those who have come before me, who have stood and fought for the good of our future.
Go ahead and check my watch.
For what?
with jump stick. I'm rolling with jump stick.
Psychopathic, we crazy than a motherfucker. ABK in this bitch undercover. No bags, no cups, no jail. Watch it beat you in the head with my 40 into your tail. Detroit, had your family on the scene. Juggalo deputies, bitch, you know what I mean. Taking over the world with no means to quit. With some underground hatchet swinging illusional shit.
What?
Just get planted on your neighbor's front lawn. We some grave diggers with the shovels and boots. We on some wicked shit, hiding in hovels and under suits. I'm on a whole different level. Leave you and the devil in the dust with a sign saying heaven above. I'm not your priest or your reverend, but I've been known to bless a mic that'll make you swear to God that I was heaven's friend. God that I was heaven's friend.
For a locust, I'm a 100-ton death from above. To O.J. Simpson, I'm a fingerless glove. For a pilot, I'm a Ganny with a beard and a trench coat. Chillin' first class, steady sippin' on a coke. To a paranoid cop, I'm a game of Morton's bliss. For a crab, I'm an elusive and deadly cuttlefish. At your birthday, I'm Jeff Dahmer baking a cake. As you ponder why your best friend is 3 hours late.
I take a chill like a hit in my back.
Where's that?
I'm the type on the roof, but this shots on my cat. Ah. It's up and scattered with bullets and flying through the air. Cause I leap off the roof 30 feet without a catch. Just a break on my leg. Get up and beat a motherfucking pig with it. Cause cops say shit, they get your motherfucking throat cut and wrap the bloody sheet.
Right.
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
A Bruce brother nerd sipping gasoline slurpees. Rocking a rare breed of Sudanese herpes. Raised in the jungle, communicate with snakes. I'll squeeze your throat piece off till it breaks. Like a boa constrictor, a pressure inflictor. Lotus Pod Pro Tools with the pitch shifter. We'll always be underground, not just at first. I ain't trying to play myself the fuck out like Fred Durst.
Kids stay big and fluffy like marshmallows. And stomp holes in your fucking Marys like the good fellas. Not in it for the cheddar, or in it for the hoes. But I love the juggalettes like Peach Fago. Newport's in a blunt. The funk, and I have a cup of syrup when I'm trying to get drunk. Nightclub in my trunk with my disco balls. And my hatchet in the air screaming, fuck y'all.
I'm the urban legend in your backseat with the hook to your head when you're rolling out of street. Most people, they look at me and run like they up in the club and I pull out a gun. You know you're bad, that's me under it. Pull the covers over your head, I'm a smother it. Then it's back off into the moonlit sky.
Blow your hatchet high.
What you know, juggalos gonna do? We know you seen it, the gang, the pain that makes it coming through. You gonna run, you gonna hide. You gonna try and tell you that you won just to stay alive. It don't work, bitch, don't even try to pull the holes in your chest from the gun that I fire. Come correct or don't come at all. It'd be a shame to see a bunch of motherfuckers fall.
Bunch of motherfuckers fall.
Yeah, in my mind I'm a
on the front line, still spitting hot iron. And my battle cries keep me energized. This is suicide, mentally I'm victimized. Too many times, too many lives. Who will survive, who will be denied? And there ain't no sympathy for what they did to me. Squeeze to my good friend, empty, raw infamy. Still intensity, still kill them all to my murderous symphony. Forever a nightmare, caught in the crosshairs. Go dark stairs from the land of lost prayers. Sworn destroyer, collect your soul to bring fire from the sky to rain down like thunderbolts. Ain't nobody can handle me, you were looking at more than a man. Steady causing calamity on the edge of insanity, taking every demon I can. Try to pull a chip out the bullet, fully loaded animal, you can see by the look on my face. If you're the enemy, then my energy finna be giving penalties, then I believe in the trade. Better run when we all come and knock him. Ain't no love and no fucking peace offering. Shaking the planet, never coming home in the coffin. Incredible veteran to take him the hell off them. Hear a lot of roar from a cannon, nigga, not a sword. Take a fella to the bottom floor. I'm the motherfucking god of war.
Who will it take from me? Better yet, what's left of me? Feels like I'm slipping, but I'm fighting till the death of me. Feels like I'm out of my body, no, I'm out of my head. And I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm knocking them dead. This is torture.
I am the God of love. don't wanna be in that top. The roof burning, you know that it's hot.
It's time to get naked.
You ain't gotta be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean.
It's time to get naked.
When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me.
Naked.
Even if you ain't that cute, strip down to your birthday suit.
It's time to get naked.
Hello, we're up in the club rave. The boom, boom, room. With negligence, don't pay. See your body, get on the body, it's okay. Be proactive. You can just treat it like marmalade. So preserve your sexy and rip the rind off. Everybody up in this bitch getting their grind on. And you all in the corner like you sniffed the night off. Somebody better check his vitals. Cause all I see is thick hips, big ass tits and eyeballs. Looking for a dick to slide on. Waiting to saddle up and ride on.
A Clydesdale thug.
And a couple of niggas with they iPhones. Party and getting
fucked up.
So join the festivities. The more pussy off in the room, the less enemies. We about to act a buffoon. The sex energy can literally shoot through the roof. And it's
time to get naked.
You don't wanna be in that top, the roof burning, you know that it's hot.
It's time to get naked.
You ain't gotta be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean.
It's time to get naked.
When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me,
give it to me.
Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me.
Naked.
Even if you ain't that cute, strip down to your birthday suit.
It's time to get naked.
Shauna, we ain't throwing nah. But if she get naked, we break it, then she going, huh? To the pad, to get drunk and be bad. Now her boyfriend mad, cause when he got it, it was worn, huh? At the video, had a pretty hoe giddy and witty. Plus, you know I do music like Livio. Show me ticket biddies and yes, a little video. Wait, but her face was looking funny like a video. So I shook the spot, yes, I booked and got with an Amazon chick that looked it hot. King Magazine Queen, straight from Brooklyn, hops. What I gotta do to get through her Apple Bottoms to get in that box? Sean Malcolm said it was basic. Eat, then watch Black Dynamite and get wasted. Then if she like a strange chain, watching your bracelet, you can probably taste it. Yates is in the place to get naked.
You don't wanna be in that top, the roof burning, you know that it's hot.
It's time to get naked.
You ain't gotta be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean.
It's time to get naked.
When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me,
give it to me.
Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me.
Naked.
Even if you ain't that cute, strip down to your birthday suit.
There's a party planned where the naked women dance. There's a hole in the wall where the men can see it all.
It's time to get naked.
Like you're on a nudist colony, you knew, just follow me, a new psychology.
Makes it
easier for you to market and pursue, no matter in how cute your body be.
Take it
off, then take it down to a basic squat. Then shake it round until you make it start to quake the ground to the earthquake, mommy. It's safe and sound. You are now officially groomed and whom soon to be a valid member of the boom boom room. Now it's time to play monkey see monkey do and pretend that you on your honeymoon.
It's time to get naked.
You don't wanna be in that top, the roof burning, you know that it's hot.
It's time to get naked.
You ain't gotta be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean.
It's time to get naked.
When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me,
give it to me.
Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me.
Naked.
Even if you ain't that cute, strip down to your birthday suit.
It's time to get naked.
Hell yeah, nigga, this motherfucker was off the hook.
Nigga, I told you, I told you.
I'm gonna be here every motherfucking Saturday,
every Friday.
On mama's, nigga.
On my mama?
I think that I've been living life like this. My imagination be shrouded by a cold and dark mist. I try to run and I try to hide, but I can't get away. Seems like everywhere I go just keeps fighting me. Must be my fate. Everything I think, everything to believe, it's a little bit twisted, demented, due to a darkness that's blinding me. My perception be corroded and blurry. I need help, please show me a way that I can escape from this place inhabited by a devilish race, a demon that be hiding behind a goddess's face. And I'm irate because the sun no longer shines in my mind. Switch with the dark of the night,
in the abyss I do time.
So my wicked ways prevent me from walking a straight line. Smoking the weed might be the best way to kill some time. So I am gonna lie to this J and conversate with the sky, where I be puffing it all the way. And then I sit and think to myself, what could a ninja have done in this past life to be forced to reside in this hell? Man, I just need to get away. If you can find a way, give it to me, man.
Deep in dark is the place where I spend my time. My mind is the abyss that I live in, and I don't quite know how to get out of it. Wish I did. heart. I'm losing all this back and I don't quite know what I'm gonna do with it. Chalk it up to sickness.
Somebody help me please. I'm stuck in a deep and dark world. Shadows on my back make it hard to relax when I'm with my girl. Ripping into these bodies in my mind, got me thinking that it's right. Really wrong, but I might just grab this knife and possibly relapse tonight. And if I do, I just might lose it. Been good for a while, but it's just not that amusing. The thrills I seek is so gruesome and bloody. It's a mess for most people. It's something that they will regret, but me, I love it. You can catch me on the dark side, running deep with the evil creeps. I cannot sleep, but I need to feast. I will defeat this urge that's living inside of me. But until that time, you won't see me unless that's how I decided to be. I felt so cold lately that I just might freeze to death. But unfortunately for you, it's impossible for me to rest. I'll find a way to stay warm, keep this ninja's blood pumping till you ain't no more.
Deep and dark is the place where I spend my time. My mind is the abyss that I live in, and I don't quite know how to get out of it.
Wish I did.
Deep in my heart, I'm losing all this back, and I don't quite know what I'm gonna do with it. Chalk it up to sickness. Somebody help me, please.
And we are back. You know, I haven't talked in a bit because I've been playing nothing but music. Because I ain't got no listeners, I ain't nobody tuned in. So I figured, fuck it, why not play track after track after track? So you hear me fucking ramble on. But that was Wicked Riders with The Abyss. Dope motherfucking artist. I got another new motherfucker to bring y'all. Name is Knox. Of Sin Syndicate. First time I've even heard these motherfuckers. Pretty much some dude that grandly sent me a fucking mixtape. So you know what? Fuck it. Here we go.
Cause it's coming for me. Can't hide, can't run, just wanna be free. Gotta calm down cause I'm perfectly fine. But why do these thoughts keep creeping in mind? Brain like a cell, in my own hell. Got no one to tell, feels like I fucking fell. Right down in a hole inside of my soul. In a sick panic, so many ups and downs. I'm feeling really manic. Running round in a rush, so damn frantic. My heart's beating fast, my chest feels organic. Blood rushing in and out, don't know what it's about. Probably nothing, just another attack. Freaking out, looking round like a fiend on crack. Medication has no effect, just wanna live life correct.
Anxiety and panic. Depression got me manic. Man, it won't stop, can't end it. Fuck all this shit.
Kinda bound like a tied up hound. Stuck inside my head, living life like I'm dead. Ain't no way to exist, feels like a demon in my midst. Let my feelings known, but you only get the gist. Gotta make a good song, add a little twist. Let you fuckers get to know me. Find out my mind and why no glee. It's all darkness, no variety. That explains my total lack of sobriety. Popping pills to ease the pain. My mind's a flash flood, drowned out by the rain. Don't feel real, my mind's trying to heal. It's got no appeal, been happening for years. Assaulting me with fears, much worse than appears. But I don't let on, cause I feel like a Satan spawn.
Anxiety and panic. Depression got me mad.
Goddamn issues. Why are you always fucking with me? I'm not a bad guy. I've always tried to be nice. I've only stolen a couple times. This is bullshit.
wasn't always present. My life felt absent, only wanted to get high. Felt my life pass me by, smoked the days away. First it was the weed, then I turned to meth, then felt that need. Spending weeks with Crystal, up for days feeling really mental. Couldn't stop cause it took the pain away. Held my sickness at bay, but the feeling didn't stay unless I blew all my pay. Ran out of money, bros got locked up. Stopped with the drugs and them feelings sets up. Nothing to do but believe in my shrink. Shit got worse and I started to sink. My life's no longer mine, it belongs to my mental state. Got me filled with lots of hate, I think I need a brain scan. Fuck, really not a fan, cause this is too much for just one man.
Anxiety and panic, depression got me mad.
Couple seconds and I might blow. pass quick.
I'm eating Jerry Bears until I'm barely there. Tripped my nuts off, landed in some chick's derriere. Me and my hash rig make a scary pair. Stabbing globs on the skillet got these fairies scared. Yeah, I'm purple hash wasted, met this junkie hoe. Katrina left the party at her man's. She got drunk and stole the Beamer. I looked her in the eyes, said get comfy, hold the wiener. Then we slid through the hood, vaping, bumping funky cold Medina. Jax, bitch.
And it don't stop. Yeah.
Molly and balloon.
Gang of Molly on rip.
Like it if it's a trip. Shit.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Give me a jug of that crown, guzzle that down. What's up on the rope? Well, I'm choking on that now. Tell by the feeling in my stomach, any little more something, I'll be slumping, I'll be hugging on that ground.
LA.
Yeah, hey, you can tell that I'm stumbling, I know how to act now. Had a few too many, bugging to act out, drunk off my ass, like I ain't fucking sat down. That blurred vision, I'm on one and I'm lifted. Hit the dank mixed with that drink like Mad Mono, I'm twisted. And I'm gone, not contemplating one conversation. Had too much drink, fuck on my face, I'm wasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, blaze your dead, homie!
We're wasted, tipsy and wasted. Bitch, pop a molly and get naked. You can be my guest on the special. We on a DMT with the aliens. Let's get drunk, see double. Talk a little shit, I wanna start a lot of trouble. Burn trees, in these I speed. Wanna see everybody turning green.
Molly and that ain't drunk.
Give me molly and balloon. Shit.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Dumb shit, homie, let's get wasted. Throw it down the hatch and watch me turn into a spaceship. Sipping on this liquor got me lifted. Talking to a volleyball, I'm twisted. Pull a pop cup full of vodka in the console. My head hurts like Daryl hit me with the crossbow. I saw Mono passing bottles like he's Rondo. Janie hit the bourbon like a savage, call him macho. Kush in the air, roaches in the ashtray. Life ain't fair, drinking on a rampage. Cops ain't there. So we swerving in the fast lane. I don't care. Slow motion like a Max Payne. In the murder bucket straight loaded. Naked bad bitches in the backseat folded. My team's winning, it don't matter if they hate this. Laughing at you, bitch, we're fucking wasted.
Molly and that ain't drunk.
Give me Molly and balloon.
Gang of Molly and bone rip.
Like it if it's a trip.
Shit. Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Michigan, ratchets all around me. OG White Kush got the whole room cloudy. Smelling like a pound of that shit when we walk up in the place. Me and Trevor G taking grand blunts to the face. Chugging Molly cocktails, I'm on my Molly gang shit. Fucked up at the hotel, still there ain't a bitch I can't hit. Got cross-eyed balls, I can barely see where I am going. Got two Xanax bars in my body, now my heart rate is slowing. But I'm knowing I'll be alright. I do this all the time. I actually live the life I rap about in every one of these rhymes. That's twisted, they'll tell. I'm a crazy motherfucker, abomination tour every night. Lil White was slightly drunker, ha ha.
Man, hell yeah, you right, Lil White. Now roll the motherfucking blood, I'm gonna pour this motherfucking crown, we get wasted.
Molly and that ain't drunk.
Give me Molly and balloon.
Gang of Molly and bone rip.
Like it if it's a trip. Shit.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Get wasted.
I hear a lot of people
for jibber jabber about the day you listen to that. With me, I'm only spitting facts. It's Rick's team and up a twist and twist and nothing but the business. Getting lifted, we malicious. You not smoking, that's suspicious. Writing rhymes are hieroglyphics. Mushroom brownies hit delicious. And that ass, and kick that ass, kid.
I'm losing my mind.
But when the winter look, oh fuck it, I'll just cook up some more crack. Drinking vodka out the bucket, makes your heroin a smack. You're getting sober, that's hilarious. The joke of the year. After a taste of getting wasted, I made it my career.
Molly, Bill, that ain't drunk.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Kick up on them all riffs.
Like it if it's tip shit.
Come with us and I get our drift.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our drift.
See how wasted we can get.
Get high, get drunk, get high, get drunk, get high, get wasted.
Twisted off of the Jack Daniels in that purple haze. Here we go again, I'm fucking retarded from that Xanax, that Vicodin, and that cocaine and Bacardi. Here we go again, I'm fucking up again, I'm alienating my family and my close friends. I'm wasting, feeling out of place, and I'm falling so hard, I'm on my face again. Puffing that free shit, sipping that free shit, smoking like a lunatic, I feel like I'm on thin again.
Somebody get the paramedics over here, please. This nigga doesn't have a pulse. Somebody call 911, please. Oh, damn.
Molly, Bill, that ain't drunk.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Kick up on them bone rips.
Like it if it's tip shit.
Come with us and I get our drift.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our drift.
See how wasted we can get.
Get high, get drunk, get high, get drunk, get high, get wasted.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto G?
What's going on? Long ass motherfucking songs.
Well, I had nobody tuned in. Had nobody called in. So I've just been playing track after track after track.
So is that the new Wasted song?
That's the first one.
Johnny Richter was in it?
Yeah.
I don't even fucking remember.
Yeah, Ben Richter is in that one. I'm just hoping the second one should be good. And hopefully it's not as long.
You got a bunch of people in it. Of course it's going to be long.
Yeah, but that was 9 minutes long right there, almost 10 minutes. I'm just hoping the second part isn't as long as that one.
When you have more than three people in a song, it's going to be a very long song.
In a way.
In a way? Fucking three people in a song, man, it's no more than like 3, 4, possibly 5 minutes long.
Yeah, but look at the track Bizarre Attack 9 and all them. There's a shitload of motherfuckers in that one. That was only 5 minutes.
Well, also, they rap, like, fucking fast as hell, so it doesn't even matter.
That's true. They do. Well,
and no matter how you want to put it, that's a fucking long song, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I even uploaded a couple new artists to the soundboard.
That's a bad idea.
Well, this dude, Darcy Kuchma, randomly hit me up with a fucking link for a mixtape. So, I was like, sure, I'll check it out.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know, some dude. From Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Canada rap, huh?
Yeah, That's what it's all about.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, but it features like a lot of different artists, like A Dot Wake, Knock of Sin Syndicate, Do Da Monic.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, it's just demonic. Just, they have it spelled differently. Illiteracy, DPK, featuring ill, or all.
Are you just trying to say illiterate?
No, it's like I-L-L. I-L-L dash I-T-E-R-A-C-Y.
Man, it doesn't matter how it's said. I still don't know who it is.
Like I said, DPK featuring Ill Evil Hater.
Ill Evil Hater, huh? Wow.
Yeah. That's nice. Menive, Exus, Wicked Nightmare, Fat Boy featuring Sin Syndicate.
Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Man, that should have been my rap name.
Wicked Riders, Tolton Grubber, ER.
Man, dude, you're like killing these names, man.
Well, you try fucking you jumping on his name then, man. T-O.
No, I'll just leave it to you so you look dumb instead of me.
Sigad D. Sade. DL Snacks featuring...
Wait, what? What Snacks?
DL Snacks.
DL Snacks.
Yep. Featuring Sin Syndicate and Fat Boy. P-Woo. Ho.
Wow, man. And people hate my name.
Mr. Sickness.
Oh, that's original.
Well, S-Y-K-N-E-S-S.
I don't care how you fucking spell it. It's still the same thing.
Arcady Pals.
Or what?
Arcady Pals.
Arcady Pals.
A-R-K-E-T-Y. Then Pals, P-A-L-S.
Today's word is clusterfuck.
Headsick. Equitas, or Equitas, or some bullshit, then Dubs.
Wait, hold on. How you spell that name?
A-E-Q-U-I-T-A-S.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was that terrible foreign people that sent us a message.
And then the other one that actually makes sense is Dubs.
Dubs?
Yeah, Dub PG.
Don't we know some rapper named that?
I don't think one of Dubs we know is King Dubs.
Well, there's that, too.
Or Dubs King, whatever the fuck his name was.
That old guy.
Yeah. But nah, man. I think all these motherfuckers. I actually like Wicked Riders. That's actually a dope track.
That's the only song you like?
Oh, that's one song. That's probably the first song I listened to.
Here's this mixtape. All right, listen to one song.
Well, I mean, I listened to fucking Hatchet Attack by Wicked Nightmare, but that wasn't exactly a good track at all.
That wasn't exactly pleasant for my eardrums.
Yeah, no. It was retarded.
Damn. If you were to rate that, how many stars would it get?
Zero.
Damn.
Yeah, so I uploaded Headsick, I uploaded Knox, and I uploaded Wicked Rider.
Knox? Like Mike Knox?
Yeah. Didn't put it in Syndicate, apparently.
Sure, we don't start attacking Rey Mysterio.
Man, we don't need to worry about that. Wade Barrett killed him last night.
Yeah, why did everybody love Wade Barrett?
I don't fucking know.
That was a bit strange.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's always coming out of the fucking podium and fucking insulting everybody. But yeah, they seem to like him.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, he's been there forever, though.
Yeah, and they all hated him.
All of a sudden, like, he goes away for a little bit, and he actually finally has a match, and then they love him.
Yeah.
The day after WrestleMania, the day everybody smokes crack.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. Maybe I should upload Demonic to the soundboard. Or you go to the fucking Wicked Riders.
Do I have to listen to any of
them? Hey, Wicked Riders actually stands up. He's actually a dope motherfucker.
Oh, it's one person. You said Rod.
Yeah. Fucking, man, it's not a long track. It's only like 2 minutes long.
Oh, let's hear it then.
Here we go, Wicked Riders, The Abyss.
I think that I've been living life like this. My imagination be shrouded by a cold and darkness. I try to run and I try to hide, but I can't get away. Seems like everywhere I go, it just keeps fighting me. Must be my fate. Everything I think, everything I believe, it's a little bit twisted and minted due to a darkness that's blinding me. My perception be corroded and blurry. I need help, please. Show me a way that I can escape from this place inhabited by a devilish race. A demon that be hiding behind a goddess's face. And I'm irate because the sun no longer shines in my mind. Switch with the dark of the night. In the abyss I do time. So my wicked ways prevent me from walking a straight line. Smoking the weed might be the best way to kill some time. So I am gonna lie with this J and conversate with the sky. Where I be puffing it all away. And then I sit and think to myself, what could a ninja have done in this past life to be forced to reside in this hell? Man, I just need to get away. If you can find a way, give it to me, man. Deep and dark is the place where I spend my time. My mind is the abyss that I live in, and I don't quite know how to get out of it. Wish I did. Deep in my heart, I'm losing all this back, and I don't quite know what I'm gonna do with it. Chalk it up to sickness. Somebody help me, please. Stuck in a deep and dark world. Shadows on my back make it hard to relax when I'm with my girl. Ripping into these bodies in my mind, got me thinking that it's right. Really wrong, but I might just grab this knife and possibly relapse tonight. And if I do, I just might lose it. Been good for a while, but it's just not that amusing. The thrills I seek is so gruesome and bloody. It's a mess for most people. It's something that they will regret, but me, I love it. You can catch me on the dark side, running deep with the evil creeps. I cannot sleep, but I need to feast. I will defeat this urge that's living inside of me. But until that time, you won't see me unless that's how I decided to be. I felt so cold lately that I just might freeze to death. But unfortunately for you, it's impossible for me to rest. I'll find a way to stay warm, keep this ninja's blood pumping till you ain't no more. Deep and dark is the place where I spend my time. My mind is the abyss that I live in, and I don't quite know how to get out of it. Wish I did. Deep in my heart, I'm losing all this back, and I don't quite know what I'm gonna do with it. Chalk it up to sickness. Somebody help me, please.
And we're back. And it is actually two people. I thought it was just one. But what'd you think?
If that's the best song in the mixtape, I have no faith in that mixtape.
Yeah, well, apparently these guys are signed to Psychopathic and Strange Music all at once.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
I found him on fucking Facebook. It says, record label, Psychopathic Records and Strange Music.
No.
And they came and saw Psychopathic.
God damn it. See?
They got P-Y-C-H-O-P-A-T-H-I-C.
Why can't people spell psycho?
I don't know.
Is it really that hard?
Apparently. Ooh, they're original.
Who's original?
Description. This page is for all jugglers who want to bump the wicked shit. We don't give a fuck if you don't like us. We ain't here for you. We're here because we love making the wicked shit. Fuck the haters and fuck the fuzz.
Speaking of juggalo rappers, one of them dudes in that old juggalo chat the other day posted this song in there. I actually listened to it, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Because, you know, you usually listen to a juggalo rapper and it's complete shit, but it actually wasn't that bad.
There's a shocker.
It really was.
Oh, look. It's Destiny's old fling. Plug in JT.
Right. What are these idiots up to now?
Can a ninja get some wicked love?
No.
I think it's playoffs. Someone else you put up in there. Fuck no.
Huh. That person's not a juggalo.
He's like, then of course he goes, just kidding, whoop whoop.
No, that's not a juggalo.
Give a let some love. Duh.
I don't want to give any of them lets any love.
No, you ugly as fuck, bitch. And it looks like you have a fucking third titty growing.
Third titty?
Yeah.
Fuck, is this mole rats?
I don't know about her titties. This might be an alien.
It just might be an alien. That was formed off of that other girl's ass.
Exactly. Current mood plus favorite animal equals a new sexual position.
Okay. New sexual position, man. Paige made one up with her submission hold.
Yeah.
that's the new submission. Fucking sex position. What the hell is that move called?
Scorpion crosswalk.
Yeah, that's the new move. Yeah, try it in the bedroom. I'm telling you, that shit could be fun.
And don't worry about tapping out.
Yeah. Because in this case, it don't matter.
Exactly. I mean, sure, you got that. And you got AJ Lee's Black Widow.
Yeah, that could be another one. That's more of like a fucking oral position.
Exactly.
That's where the other one, you can fuck a bitch like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck her and then, you know, have AJ with the fucking Black Widow at the same time. Perfect. That's a perfect fucking threesome right there.
Be interesting. Be pretty fucking hot.
Well, someone put a fucking pissed off alligator.
What does that mean?
Apparently that's a new sex position. That's okay. This dude, Dakota Moose, goes, shitty dog.
Yeah. Nobody wants to try that one.
Nah. Oh, man. Mika Lemming, you're too young. Come back and you'll melt maybe 10 years. And then maybe I'll kiss your ass.
Did we just cross the line here? What the fuck is going on?
No, but if you fucking put an All Jungle's Cat. Yeah, All Jungle's Cat. All Jungle's Cat. Kiss my lead ass.
Kiss my lead ass.
So, like I said, come back in about 10 years and I'll kiss your fucking ass.
10 years?
Yeah, because that's pretty legal enough.
How old are they? 10?
Yeah, she's probably about fucking 16 or 15.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
Bree Mahoney, what's up, fam? My little low says hello. Bitch, you don't even know if your kids give your fucking babies give you a fucking low.
Yeah, that's another thing of these people, man. How the fuck do you know what your kid's gonna grow up to be?
Yeah, right.
May grow up and absolutely hate psychopathic.
Yeah, exactly.
May grow up fucked up out of their mind and listen to Asking Alexandria.
Yeah. So, how do you fucking... I don't even understand these people. My kid's gonna be alone the minute he's born. Yeah, you really know that, don't you? I mean, exactly how the fuck do you know your kid's gonna be a fucking low? Like we said, I mean, you don't notice. I mean,
like,
see, you're fucking.
Like, I don't listen to the same type of music anybody in my family listens to.
Yeah, right? Ah, so that's where the chick's from. Okay.
Yeah.
True Blood.
What?
They got a chick named Lindsay Pulshipper from a special guest in fucking Law and Order. Not Law and Order, fucking NCSI. I was trying to figure where she was from. I thought I recognized her. And I was right. She played Crystal North in True Blood.
It's coming back in June.
Hell yeah. I mean, it'll give us something to watch since, you know, we don't have, no longer have fucking Walking Dead for like another 5,000. Like,
well, apparently
five.
it's gonna be the last season of
what, True Blood or Walking Dead?
Yeah. Well, clearly not the Walking Dead.
I mean, how we know? I mean, you know, more likely they could have just gassed everybody in the fucking train, all because of Bob.
But they still gotta start a new season though for us to even know this.
Yeah, true.
And then next month, we got Catfish coming back.
Yeah, it should be an interesting season.
Even though by now, people should probably be catching on to what's going on around the world.
Well, yeah.
Now they're just, you know, making up their own stories so they can get on TV.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I still say we should get that fucking chick, what the hell is her name? Heather or whatever the fuck it was, up on there.
Yeah. I still want to know what that is.
Man, I think we all do. It's been so long, but still want to know what the fuck it is.
It's like waiting for the egg to hatch all over again. The silence means you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, but
the gobbly googer, whatever the fuck.
Oh yeah. That stupid fucking turkey.
So who even played that thing?
That's a question that nobody knows the answer to. Gobbly googer. Ah. There's been a few people.
There's a few people.
The main one was Mexican.
Was Mexican?
Yep.
The fuck?
Hector Guerrero, brother of Eddie Guerrero.
What the hell? I didn't even know he had a brother.
Oh, I mean, you know, Chavo Senior.
I thought he was like a cousin.
Nah, man, Chavo, well, I didn't call him Chavo Classic, is the brother of Eddie. And then Chavo Jr., of course, nephew.
Just like, I don't remember Daniel Bryan being a part of the Nexus.
Yeah, he was a part of them for like one day, and they kicked him out.
It was Busta B said that. I was like, he wasn't in the Nexus. I don't remember that at all. And then I looked I looked it up on YouTube. I was like, the fuck? It's true.
Yeah. And then they kicked him out, and then John Cena brought him back to fucking help kick the shit out of the Nexus.
Because I completely missed the whole start of that Nexus bullshit. I tuned in. I was like, who the fuck are these morons? Beating everybody up.
Yeah, pretty much.
But all I know is I hated it.
Man, we all did.
Speaking of, that was like, it's a one though, man. I said, at least last night was epic, talking about Raw. And this dude was like, that wasn't epic at all. It was all predictable, blah, 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 blah. I was like, man, everything about wrestling is predictable.
Yeah, right.
Talking about how all the wrestling's fake, blah, 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 all this shit. Well, we knew all this shit. And then he goes in to say, he paid for the network. Well, what the fuck is keeping you around, you know, that you paid money to keep the network in, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like, if you hate it that much, why are you still watching it? Why did you pay to get the network?
I don't know.
Besides the obvious reason of all the old things.
I mean...
Right, man.
What?
Yeah, you're laughing. You already know. Go ahead.
Man, you're like a million. I fucking farted. Man, I farted like you're like a minute late to say something.
You say you fart every time you say something?
I said
You were a little late with that one, man.
I wasn't late. I heard it. And it just kept going.
Sounds like death now.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's okay. I have my own home, my own air freshener called a cigarette.
That ain't gonna help. I'll cigarettes. What's wrong with you?
I haven't blown up yet.
Yet.
Yeah, yet being the operative word there. Garrett Young, Juggalo Bell. Can I get a whoop whoop to end the night? know.
Can Juggalos ask for anything else? The only thing Juggalos ask for are wobe wobes and money.
Yeah, right.
All we want is people to tune in, and nobody gives a fuck.
Bad.
But people give random people money.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
They should give me fucking $10,000 instead of a whoop whoop.
Yeah. And if you say no, you ain't fam.
Yeah.
Or like how, you know, people fight with people and then they always put them on blast on Facebook. Ooh.
This shit seems funnier. Fuck it, someone actually decided to look up Much Motherfucking Women Come Love on Urban Dictionary.
Like, the abbreviation of it?
Yes.
Okay, and what was found?
Much Motherfucking Women Come Love breaks down to, well, MMFWCL breaks down and stands for Much Motherfucking Women Come Love, a common graffiti tag for juveniles lacking enough education to have creativity.
There's actually a definition for it?
Yeah. Wait, it gets better. Fucking police officer. Young lady, what does MMFWCL stand for? Juvenile. Much more for the kind of love, sir. Police officer, are you aware that by writing that on public property, you have committed malicious mischief in the third degree and could be eligible for an additional charge of retardation in the first degree.
What the fuck?
Juvenile, no, sir. Police officer, retard, you have the right to remain silent.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's just fucking nuts. It's funny as all hell.
Retard. You have the right to remain silent.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
So how far did you make it in Infamous 2?
Every time I try to make it to the fucking spot where there's no fucking power, I keep getting chased out by a damn fucking plane or a helicopter.
Wait. I was at that port, and then I died, and then I just continued. Why are you still there?
Bad because of the fact I'm trying to get so it'd be nice to fucking take up that damn helicopter so then that way I can actually move up more and take out more motherfucking bad guys.
What I'm saying is I did that part, but like I died and then it didn't make me go back to that point. It just put me forward.
I don't know why though. It just keeps making me go back to like fucking take the damn thing out.
Well, damn. I'm very far ahead of you right now. Damn. So have you met any of the people in the game yet?
No.
Because fucking Mr. Freeze showed up.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet.
Because, I don't know, man. I'm pretty much almost done with the game. For one side of it, anyway.
Dude, that's fucking ridiculous. He was just on Raw.
What?
Ultimate Warrior passed away.
Nah.
Yeah. A can't believe. Yesterday.
He didn't... What? I don't believe it.
Yeah, he just fucking died.
Of what?
Nothing. There's nothing said here yet about what he died from. But what the fuck? He was just on fucking Raw.
And who said that?
Let's see. Wrestling Icon, the Ultimate Warrior, dead at 54. Let's see. WWE is shocked and deeply saddened to learn of the passing of one of the most iconic WWE superstars ever, the Ultimate Warrior. The organization said via its website. The news comes less than 24 hours after Warrior spoke on Monday Night Raw and was inducted into the Hall of Fame as part of WrestleMania weekend. Damn.
I don't know if that's true. There was just a picture with him and Vince McMahon.
The cause of death has not yet been released. Warrior collapsed outside of an Arizona hotel Tuesday and was pronounced dead at an area hospital.
I don't know about that, but if that's true, what the fuck?
That's true, man, because it's even on fucking WWE.com. Says right here, man. This is breaking news. Ultimate Warrior passes away.
Damn.
That's just fucking nuts.
Let's see. Paul Bearer died. And then they killed the Undertaker streak. And how the Ultimate Warrior died.
Definitely not best for business.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, what the hell, man? This is just nuts.
See, man, up in the 50s, man, it's a deadly point for a dude.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Like, up in the 50s, man, that's where a lot of guys die.
Damn.
Which is strange because I just told Busta B a story about how I was talking to one of the uncles or something in my family at one point at a funeral, nonetheless. And then a couple months later, he was the one that was dead.
That shit's just fucking nuts.
Damn, man, that shit's crazy. But
hell,
damn,
yeah.
Man, we just saw him though, man. Talking. Damn.
Exactly. Like, he was just on Raw.
Came out, got all hype and shit, and then that was it.
Yeah, they passed away.
Damn.
That's fucking nuts. I mean, I just, like, I saw it in fucking All Juggalos chat, and I had to look it up. That's definitely true.
Wow, something true in that group. How about that?
Yeah. Damn. I just wondered, Brian Tucker says, well, at least he was alive when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he made it there, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you're right, man. The fucking 50s is definitely a deadly fucking age for fucking wrestlers.
No, I'm just talking about guys in general.
Well, that too, but wow, that's insane.
How old was Paul Bear?
Paul Bearer was 58.
See?
Wow, it's just shocker.
That's what happened to The Undertaker or whatever. Paul Heyman said that he collapsed after he left the ring and shit.
Yeah. Man, even up on TNA. TNA joins the wrestling world in mourning the passing of the Warrior.
Dude, that's insane, right?
It really is.
It's like he gave his goodbye at the Hall of Fame. Eh?
Yeah.
Damn, man. Damn.
Just insane. I mean, come on, man. I mean, shit. Like, this year's been fucking horrible. I mean, come on. We lost Odorous from Gwar,
yeah.
And now we lose Ultimate Warrior.
I'm sure there was others as well.
Yeah, Mickey Rooney. But Mickey Rooney was old, so that was to be expected. I'm big one. It was like fucking 93.
Damn. Well, that was like this thing on the news, man, about this old folks' home or something about their elevator not working and shit. And there was a lady that lived there, and she was 102.
Damn.
My God, damn, man.
Hell yeah. And this dude's been in fucking movies for years, since 1927. Last movie Mickey Rooney was part of was Night at the Museum 3.
There's a third one?
Yeah, there's a third one.
I never saw any of them.
Comes out this year.
Oh, yeah. Paul Walker, got any more movies coming up?
Probably.
Since I just pretty much put out two of them after he died.
Yep, Fast and the Furious 7.
But he's not in that.
Yes, he was. Had not finished filming his scenes at the time of his death. Last film.
He was done with the movie?
He was in the middle, apparently, of the middle of filming Fast and the Furious 7.
Yeah, like I said, that shit wasn't completely done, though.
So we'll probably end up seeing him and parts of it, unless he's on with it.
I don't know, man. That'd be very strange.
Yeah, right?
How are they going to go from like that and then just enter in the new people?
I don't know.
That's weird.
And shit, man, we also lost Mae Young this year, too.
Yeah. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, man, that Carlos dude or whatever the fuck. Cologne dude.
Yeah, Carlito's father.
Like, he came out and Buster B was like, he's still alive?
The fuck?
Like, I guess he didn't realize the guy was still alive.
Wow.
It was just funny because he was surprised that he was alive coming out to give a speech. But then, like, nobody knows what the fuck he said during his speech, but he gave a speech.
Yeah, but it's like I wasn't talking in Spanish.
Speaking of speeches, though, man, it was a... You would think the Ultimate Warrior would have gave something better to his mother then. Because he said all that nice stuff about his wife, and then he went to his mom and was like, thanks for being here.
Yeah, right? Damn, man, fucking... That's kind of nuts that he died before his mother does.
But it's all right. Mr. T will still love him on every day of the year.
Yeah. And the Independence Day. Arbor Day. Halloween.
Even on Father's Day.
Yeah. And Columbus Day. And Chinese New Year.
But the funny thing is he didn't say Martin Luther King Day.
Well, more away, but you know, he was about, he's probably about to get there. Until Kane.
No,
you know,
no, no. He stopped naming days at one point.
That was very funny. The fact, you know, he forgot Boxing Day in Canada.
But like, it was funny whenever he started reading his speech. First off, he was actually reading it off of the paper.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody wrote it. Somebody wrote it for him. And then whenever, you know, you could tell when he started actually talking for himself, naming all the fucking days, saying all his Bible things and shit.
That's just ridiculous.
I thought he was going to come out, fucking Kane was going to come out and chokeslam.
I did too.
And then he's like, well, apparently I'm out of time. Get the hell out of here, Mr. T.
Yeah, that's all Kane came out to do was tell me you're out of time.
But Mr. T was scared as hell when he came out, though.
Yeah, dude, I was mad weight.
Mad weight? No, I said scared, Matt.
Oh. Yeah, he was definitely scared of Kane, that too.
It's funny because Kane's music actually played, too. So. Really?
My bad.
Did that on purpose.
And I had every best.
All in the damn phone.
Yeah. Mr. T, when you hear the sound of a fart, you should be scared too, because that means I'm coming.
Only if it's Havoc.
Yeah, run. My snuggle will kill you.
Well, damn, man, Ultimate Warriors Day. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And just the thing, man, they just had them in 2K14, so they just put out some new merchandise for them.
Oh, that's just going on clearance.
I hope so. Maybe pick something out of that.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure Steph and Lil V won't care.
Well, yeah. They definitely won't care.
Since they hate him for some reason.
I know Lil V hates him. Who's the other one that hates him?
Stiff Boner.
Ah, yeah. He hates everybody.
Well, that's true, too, because then he also hates Rey Mysterio, Sheamus, John Cena.
Yeah, there you see. Like I said, he hates everybody.
Looks like it.
Let's see what we got for merch. Yeah, much. Merch for fucking... Oh, it's a warrior.
For much.
Whoa. For 2 days...
What?
For 2 days, all t-shirts are $17.99.
Why for 2 days?
I don't know.
Two better ain't no shirts I want.
Yeah, right.
What I want to know is why they have a listing for a signed page photo, but it's not there.
Who knows?
And on top of that, it has a thing that says size, and it won't let you go any further until you pick a size. How do you pick a size of a photo that's an 8x10 already? That's not a fucking shirt, man. Can't pick a large, medium, you know.
Yeah, right.
Fucking idiots.
I don't know what the fuck they were making. Well, this makes absolutely no sense. They have a Batista shirt on with all legend shirts.
Batista's not a legend.
He's just a bitch.
He's very awkward.
Yeah, this is right here, like retro legends and old school t-shirts. And he's on even with them. I really don't know.
Yeah, who the fuck knows?
Old school t-shirts. Let's see what we got here. WrestleMania. Survivor Series. WrestleMania.
Speaking of the Ultimate Warrior, man, Busta B don't even know who won that match between him and Hulk Hogan. I understand not watching it and never seeing it, but like we've been talking about it for years, man. they told you who won.
How does he not know?
I don't know, man. I mean, they said it on several occasions on who won.
But yet, he still has no clue.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. But I guess he'll find out when he actually watches that WrestleMania. Since he said he's watching the WrestleManias and all that.
Yeah. And they'll still end up forgetting.
Probably. That was kind of like put him in that song and then he put the same verse in it. I was like, dude, you used this verse for Underground Killers. He was like, what the hell is Underground Killers?
No, fuck.
So I sent him the song.
What the hell was he thinking?
I don't know, man. He tried using the same verse. That ain't happening again. That already happened a few times in some songs.
Wow.
Yeah, because he put that verse in there. I was like, why do I know this verse? Yeah, that it was in Underground Killers.
Wow. No.
He's getting old, man.
Ain't that the truth?
He's a stoner now, so, you know, he's forgetful.
Yeah, apparently. You know what you should do? You should get him a shirt from Bo Dallas.
Bo Leave, no.
Yeah, well, you know what? It just might help him remember things.
I ain't gonna help nobody remember anything. Except the fact that you're wearing a shirt that says Bo Leave.
Yeah. I mean, shit, the Ascension shirts are fucking dope, though.
It's not that bad.
And I completely forgot I had cookies in my room.
Hey, I'm surprised you have any food left.
Well, the cookies I just bought today. They're like fucking $4.99.
I don't care how much they cost, man. What the fuck?
And a Chips Ahoy Ice Cream Creations Root Beer Float Flavor Cookies.
Well, there goes the answer to my question. What idiot would buy these cookies? There it is.
Hey, Root Beer Float ones are pretty good.
Whatever you say. I don't even ever really drink those. So why would I eat a cookie that tastes like
that? Hey, why not? You know, it tastes amazing. Look what they have for fucking clearance here.
Yeah, quit getting distracted by your cookies. Jesus, man. You're out of control.
You know, this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, it does. Why do you drink like that?
No, not that, motherfucker.
What?
I'm talking about the fact. Okay, they have a shirt. I'll get a giant. Handprint for $14.99. Yeah, well, now it's $17.99 because it's $17.99 on all fucking T-shirts.
Shh, you're not supposed to notice.
Why not?
Well, you said all the shirts are $17.99, so they have to make them all $17.99.
Yeah, even the ones that are fucking $12.99 or $9.
So that's fucking stupid.
Right? Come on, what the fuck are you thinking? I mean, it's only cheap enough as it is. $14.99. Why raise the price to
$17.99? I don't know.
Hey, see? Fucking John Cena. Fucking HLR Special Edition T-shirt. $9.99. It's now $17.99. For 2 days.
Just for 2 days. Wait until that goes away. Then it'll be $9.99.
Shawn Michaels WrestleMania T-shirt $14.99. Now
$17.99. I don't know.
What the fuck were they thinking? I mean, come on. All it says is thank you for 2 days, all T-shirts at $17.99. There is no WWE without you. This is probably fucking Daniel. This is probably Daniel Bryan's idea. We wanted to thank everybody.
Somebody made fun of that shit. Daniel Bryan coming to an empty arena. So how'd I end up at a TNA pay-per-view?
I hope you break your fucking neck.
Jeez.
Oh, don't worry. That was towards Destiny.
Okay.
Yeah, man, she posted up saying, where am I gonna kick it tomorrow? Motherfucker, I'm good till 4. Then I'm gonna be at the skate park with Sandy and some friends. Whoop, whoop. I hope you break your neck.
The fuck you at the skateboard for? You can't skateboard.
Yeah.
Damn kids.
Yeah, really.
So who won on main event?
I don't know. I didn't watch.
The Wyatts or the Shield?
Let's find out. Main event! The Shield.
Gay. So, Extreme Rules, the Shield versus Batista, Randy Orton, and Kane.
Yeah.
Is it gonna happen?
Yeah.
In a kendo stick match.
But I think what's funny is the fact that they're already promoting for fucking Money in the Bank. And we haven't even gotten past Extreme Rules yet.
And Money in the Bank, I don't know.
I'm just saying, man, the fact that we haven't even gone past Extreme Rules, they're already promoting for Money in the Bank.
It's because Extreme Rules is going to be retarded.
Well, yeah.
Because this is not going to be extreme at all.
Hell no. No bloodshed. No fucking giving people concussions. No putting
no
gold
weapons.
Dust. No putting gold dust through the fucking Titantron and making him sound like a retard with his fucking stuttering.
All we get is a table, a chair, and a kendo stick.
Exactly.
What happened to all the other weapons that are under the ring?
I don't know. Maybe Big Show ate them.
Don't eat Rey Mysterio.
Nah, man, fucking. Nah, man, JBL kept telling him to eat Rey Mysterio.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what he said. Eat Rey Mysterio.
This is weird and funny. Well, I guess she's not going to say anything. Well, I guess Lil B is never watching wrestling again.
Who is it? Lil V.
Lil V.
Why?
Yeah. If Brock breaks the streak, I'm never watching wrestling ever again. This is bullshit. Fuck WrestleMania. Fuck WWE.
I feel your pain.
And she's like, go away, Ultimate Warrior. Well, you got your wish.
Well, yeah. Let her know, man. See how she
man,
feels
she probably
about
it. Knows. She's probably drinking for it. She's probably celebrating.
That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, if she could have seen him, she kept telling him to go away.
Well, there you go. Wish granted.
Yeah. You killed Ultimate Warrior, bitch.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Just like...